The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Despite all the advances in medicine and science, yet there's a lot of things we still don't know about diseases, illness, sickness, aging, and death. And our first reading reminds us that God's wisdom is totally beyond our full understanding. We know a lot of things, but we don't know everything. And a lot of times we struggle with questions like, why me? Why did I get cancer? Why this person was healed? I was not healed. Even all the millions of people who've been gone to Lourdes, not everyone was healed. Not everyone was healed physically. So we struggle with these questions. Is it something I've done? Is God doesn't love me? Why is it God answering my prayers? And the answer is none of these things. God loves each one of us. But there's a lot of things we're not going to get answers for in this world till we get to heaven and understand why it happened that way. But there is one thing we know, and that's what the gospel reminds us of, that God wills the healing of everyone. And God provides that healing for everyone. We think of our physical illness and we want to be healed from that. But Jesus offers us something more important than a physical illness or healing from a disease. He offers us healing from death. He offers us the promise of the resurrection, to come back to life, a life where we won't get any more illness or disease, we won't age, we won't get, die, but we will live forever. That's the promise that God will always answer if we seek him like the leper in that gospel. Jesus wills our healing. That's why he came down to earth and died for us, so we can be healed from sin and death, so we can have eternal life. And a lot of times, like I said, we just focus on our situation at this moment in this world. But Jesus never made the promise that he came to heal all the sick. Even during his ministry on earth, he didn't heal every sick person. But he died for every person who's sick from sin. And that's the promise that God offers us today. Sometimes miraculous healings happen. And again, we don't know why God chooses those people, those circumstances, to show his power in a supernatural way. But every time we come to Mass and we receive the Eucharist, healing is taking place. A healing that's preparing us to that greatest healing when we rise from the dead to die no more. Today, through the new sacrament of anointing of the sick, again, we're asking God's healing physically for every one of you here. But most of all, what the sacrament guarantees is our healing spiritually, the forgiveness of our sins, so that one day we can rise to eternal life.